It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer, in for Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. The Congressional Super Committee has failed to act, and that's now supposed to trigger hundreds of billions of dollars in spending cuts, including spending cuts for the Pentagon. The defense cuts are set to start in 2013, although Congress may find a way to head them off. Even if the cuts should come, they would not be close to the size of cutbacks in military spending in years past. NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman has more.
First, a little math. The Pentagon already plans to cut about $500 billion from its budget over 10 years. That will happen. Now, the Pentagon faces another $500 billion in cuts. For the military, that's the worst case. 10 years, cut $1 trillion. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta has warned about this scenario for months. He said last week it would lead to what he calls a hollow force.
It's a ship without sailors. It's a brigade without bullets. It's an air wing without enough trained pilots. It's a paper tiger.
Well, not exactly a paper tiger. Since 9/11, the defense budget has increased roughly $20 billion each year. Over that time, the U.S. share of the world's military spending grew. Of all the money spent on defense in the world, nearly half is by the U.S. Gordon Adams is a defense analyst who worked in the Clinton administration. He says such a high level of defense spending could absorb $1 trillion in cuts.
A build down of $1 trillion over the next 10 years would be a 17% reduction in the Defense Department's plan.
A 17% cut. That's a lot, but not as steep as what the military has absorbed in the past. Adams says compare today to the 35% reduction in Pentagon spending after the Cold War. He says the military was able to cut then and still stay strong.
And the force that resulted did a mighty fine job in the Balkans and used Saddam Hussein as a speed bump in 2003. It was a technologically modern, more capable, highly agile force.
Now, with the U.S. drawing down in Iraq and Afghanistan, Adams says it's time to save money. Larry Korb agrees. He served in the Pentagon during the Reagan administration. Korb says one way to save is by cutting back the size of the Army and the Marine Corps.
You're not going to do nation building or, you know, send large land armies into Middle East countries again, so you can take the Army and Marines gradually back to where they were before 9/11.
That means cutting the Army and Marines by about 95,000 troops. That's double what the Pentagon is considering and unacceptable to some defense strategists. Tom Donnelly's with the American Enterprise Institute.
I'm in favor of not cutting.
How come? Why can't they cut more?
If I look back at the experience of the past 10 years, what I see is a force that was too small to do the right thing in Iraq and Afghanistan at the same time. And we actually had to expand the Army and the Marine Corps just to do Iraq.
So Donnelly doesn't think it's smart to cut troops. Then there's weapons. Donnelly says that the military has already made cuts.
You could go across the board. The Army hasn't built anything new since the 1980s. All the helicopter programs, all the ground combat programs, nothing to show for it.
How many troops or weapons the country needs depends. What it's trying to do, how much risk it's willing to take. How do you know you won't send a large land army overseas? Nora Benson-Hell is with the Center for a New American Security. She says deeper Pentagon cuts means the U.S. won't be able to carry out its current strategy. A plan that calls for training with the Allies, keeping ships on station around the world, and fighting the nation's wars.
Total budget cuts to the Defense Department of over $500 to $550 billion over the next 10 years will significantly increase the risk that the United States will not be able to execute that strategy.
Something's got to give, either more money or a new strategy. The Pentagon is already working on a new strategy. It's due out next month. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.